Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interesting. We got that. The Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruz. Yeah. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action.
I'm out here making moves. See, how the hell can I lose when I'm the one that made the rules? All I see is the money. You can call this pay-per-view. The Rated R Wrestling Podcast is what we do. Let me introduce Greg, the Mark, and Martezell. I run with winners, homie. I can't fail. You say you undefeated in a match. We gon' see. Open Talk Radio, the Flash 313. From WWE to NXT. All elite wrestling, we discuss these. We just trying to make a positive impact. We putting over every single wrestler who did that. Welcome to your demo match.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? You know what night it is. It's Thursday night, and welcome to Thursday night of the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. And, man, the Southwest Texan Day-Day Cruz is back, and it feels, it feels good to be back. But, you know, I've been on the hiatus enjoying fatherhood, and then, you know, stuff happens. And, Greg, brother, what's going on? Brother Martez, what's happening, guys?
Hey, it's great to be back on Thursday night, man.
Yeah, man, it's great to have you guys back. I'm excited about tonight's show. It feels weird to have you guys back on since we've been up for so long, but I'm ready to get back at it.
Oh, yeah, man. We've talked outside of since being off, you know what I'm saying, and, you know, We're all on the same page here. That's good. All is good. All is great. Man, it feels good to be here with you guys tonight too, man. And I'm excited for tonight's show, man. And look, ever since we've been off the air, look how many returns we had, and look what time it is to be a wrestling fan right now in all of wrestling in the indies and both pro and indies.
I tell you what, man, it was a great time enjoying those returns on Saturday night with Brother Martez and Brother Coco at the SummerSlam party at the Imagine Theater. And we're going to be doing it again. We're going to run it back next month. Extreme Rules on the big screen. Detroit Wrestling Connection bringing you another big event. You can guarantee your boy Martez will be there. I can guarantee I'll be there. And Brother Coco is going to be there. Hopefully Dana will make it out.
Oh, no, this is a guarantee this time, guys. I'm back in the flesh, and I'm back all the way down.
Man, like you said, the returns, unbelievable. It's fun watching. I typically don't like to watch football or wrestling with just anybody, you know. But it was fun to watch SummerSlam with a group of fans with different ideas. But, you know, a lot of the reactions were the same. When they announced Sasha Banks wasn't coming out, the reaction was the same throughout the place. It was disappointment, it was frustration, and then Becky Lynch's music hit, and the mood changed.
Dude.
And everything was good.
Yes.
You know, everybody was happy, so happy, and, you know, it's going just like we think it's going to go, and yep, we're going to get a match, and we're so excited, and then it happened.
It took all the fucking air
right out of the room, man. All the joy was sucked right from the room. Not even heat, just shock and disgust. Would you agree?
I agree totally. I was kind of angry at it myself because, I mean, they built beyond. I mean, Becky Lynch is what she says she is. She is the man. She does what she does best, and she took, you know. She took it, but I mean, the whole thing
I got
thing
no
is,
problem with Becky Lynch beating Bianca Belair, but it's a Goldberg squasher.
I don't
like,
either, but it's 27 seconds. 27 seconds. They built Bianca Belair for months. before she even won the title.
Bianca at Belair, they gave her the WrestleMania win. They let her close night one and get the win.
She did not just get the WrestleMania win. She did not just get one of the biggest WrestleMania wins that pops of all time. She got a Royal Rumble win. She got the whole shebang treatment. She got the Royal Rumble win. Boom. She has been going into WrestleMania strong as the ESC of WWE. Then she goes into WrestleMania, beats Sasha Banks in one of the biggest moments in WWE history for women, which won an Effie, and then here comes Becky Lynch, and she wins the WWE SmackDown Women's Championship from arguably one of the, one of the biggest, she became one of the biggest female wrestlers in a short period of time. And then Becky, like I said, Becky Lynch is what she says, but 27 seconds, I believe they should have went for at least 5 minutes of anything. If anything, get Bianca Belair 1 minute with Becky Lynch to lose her championship. You guys did it in a half a minute.
Yeah, I don't see where that helped anybody. I see you want to transition the belt to Becky. That could have been done. I would have rather seen it end in a schmoz with either Carmella coming back in and breaking up, let them wrestle for a minute. Give us some anticipation. Give us something to look forward to, because it really, I think, just furthered the attitude that fans had. It's like, oh, but we gave you Becky Lynch, but you gave us that.
Yeah, no, I get it. I get it completely. And then you had, to me the biggest, you had Brock Lesnar's return, yeah. But you have to.
That was a huge
pop.
Everybody at the Imagine, huge pop for Brock Lesnar, and was happy to see him. And
I get it.
Nobody was really, didn't seem disappointed that Brock Lesnar didn't get physical with anybody. It kind of left the suspense. And I kind of like what they did with Cena getting squashed afterward. That was, I'm cool with the way that went down.
I'm actually cool with it myself. But my thing is, I like the way they're doing this whole, Paul Heyman, Roman Reigns with Brock Lesnar mix-up, because, you got the former advocate for the tribal chief, his special advisor, and he knows what Brock Lesnar's all about. And they have actually all been in a feud where the tables were turned, where Brock Lesnar had a Paul Heyman and Roman Reigns was a face. And, it's just, man, now the tables are turned.
So
where
do you think
that's
going to go? Where is Paul Heyman's loyalty is going to lie? Is he going to try to play both sides? Is he going to hide behind the tribal chief? You think he's going to turn on the tribal chief?
I see it where Brock Lesnar is going to get Paul Heyman to turn on him. I don't see it no different from when Paul Heyman actually, when he turned to when he turned on Brock Lesnar in 2002 for the Big Show and Survivor Series, and then he turned back to Brock Lesnar, a few months later. Yes.
Into that, and he did the same thing with CM Punk.
Dude.
Okay.
Talk about CM Punk. You brought up the segue. Boom. Dude, CM Punk's return on Friday, dude, was the biggest pop I've heard in probably even a decade, dude. CM Punk,
that might be the biggest pop I ever heard. It was so loud.
Dude,
I read it was so loud that it shook the building, which I totally believe. But you could not hear the music. And AEW has pretty decent sound system, dude. You could not hear the music at all.
I wouldn't say decent sound system. I believe they got some of the best equipment out there. They're just not as they don't come to WWE's quality, because WWE has been doing this for years. They've been doing this for decades. So my thing is the pop itself, dude. The pop itself. I watched it live. And I was actually at a Pro Wrestling All Stars over the weekend on Friday. I had to go get my shirt. I had to get my fresh fix of my independent wrestling. So, but anyways, nonetheless, dude, I watched that live. I watched CM Punk's pop live, dude. That's the biggest pop I've seen, like I said. Probably even when Triple H came back in 2001 before he went to, or 2002 before he went to go win the Undisputed Championship. And, man, that pop, dude, and even on yesterday on Dynamite. And look, Daniel Bryan could be well on his way to AEW, because yesterday there was a segue that CM Punk did where they were chanting yes, and he said, I forgot what he said actually, but he's like, you're going to have to be patient. That dude's on his way. Boom. Daniel Bryan's...
Yeah,
you know,
he said
Daniel
that's somebody else's shtick. He said
yeah,
you're going to have
you
to
go.
Be a little
there
more patient for that one. So, yeah, he said it without saying it. It's coming. Stay tuned.
And then if you pay attention to his shoes... On Friday, he had a pair of shoes on the side of the shoe. He wrote AC for Adam Cole, and then yesterday he had BW for Bray Wyatt. So, I'm
and he
pretty
mentioned
sure that,
Brian Danielson.
Mm-hmm.
I hope it does join. You know, AEW is going to give us what we told WWE we wanted, and I hope that they just learn from it.
No,
Bray Wyatt
is
a WWE homegrown star. I also read something the other day that they're not going to hire indie guys no more. That if they don't train them themselves.
You know what?
They're...
That's where they. You know what? I believe that's where they mess up. I'm not saying it. You know what I'm saying? No, just because they're the pros. I'm just a guy that likes to talk wrestling. But if AEW discontinues to get these indie stars, these young talents, these studs. Man, both on the women's side and on the men's side, dude, that's where they're going to do their downfall, because they're going to continue to bring in former WWE wrestlers just like TNA did, except for TNA kept on keeping their homegrown talent. And, you know, you come out with guys like Samoa Joe.
TNA was
come
just
out with guys like...
hiring any bum that WWE was throwing away. They
exactly.
didn't go about
they,
it the right
end. Exactly my point. Exactly my point. If AEW discontinues to hire indie wrestlers, that's what's going to happen. That's going to be their downfall, is continuing to bring in all these talents, even some are in their mid-30s going, you know what I'm saying, into their 40s or in their 40s going into their 50s, just like Christian. You know, he's 40, 47 years old.
Christian
Impact
can go,
World
though.
Champion.
But,
no, Christian
you know,
can't. I'm not saying
then
that
there's Matt
can't
Hardy.
Go. I'm
who
not saying
can't
that
go.
He can't go.
There's Sting that,
exactly.
I get it, it gets you a lot of eyes, but... Thing isn't, I mean, for what you're trying to do, I don't think that's needed. I don't think they need Sting.
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
But I think they need Adam Cole.
That's exactly my point.
I think they need Bray Wyatt. I think they need Fergal Devitt. You know, Prince, you know,
Finn
Balor.
Oh, they're not going to get Finn Balor. They're not going to get him. They're not going to get him.
Oh, they'll get him.
But one thing I can say, and I've been wanting to say this for a minute now, Greg. I've been waiting for this for weeks. And it's been weeks since it happened. Nick fucking Gage made it to AEW, motherfucker. Even if it was a one-off.
He
fucking made it.
It's a shame it seems like it was a one-off. And that we'll never get a chance to see if he can develop a character and get over on a mainstream level.
I
thought we were
going
to get a chance to see it. But when I seen the way the match went down, I was like, all right, they brought him in one-off for some buzz. Which is unfortunate, but it's fortunate because we get a lot of eyes on GCW, which we're going to talk about very shortly.
Exactamundo. Exactamundo. So talking about AEW, man, let's talk about next week's show, AEW versus GCW versus Horace Ram. Now, that is going to be a fucking card to fucking remember, dude. This is going to be a card.
And we got a lot of deathmatch wrestling. We got some deathmatch wrestling coming up tomorrow. RPW as well.
Yeah, yeah. Why don't you let fill us in on that, and I'll fill you guys in on the Horse Lamp show.
So we got...
Go ahead, brother.
Dude, stacked card for RPW, man. Bumps in the Night, it's called. It's going to be out in Erie, Michigan on Dixie Highway. The Rust Belt Championship, Dale Patrick's nasty deathmatch wrestler, and Neil Diamond Cutter, a huge national name on the deathmatch scene. And then for the RPW World Championship, Justin Kyle defending against Jake Crist, Impact Superstar, a carpet strip deathmatch between Josh Crane and Herzog, and probably my favorite match, in a street fight, it's going to be Tommy Vendetta versus Adam fucking Wick. DTA is
That's going to be my... That's going to be
I can't wait for that one. Schwartz, he's going to take on Kenny Urban. I hope he slaps that stupid mustache off his face. Randy West, who had the greatest death match I've possibly ever seen with Mickey Knuckles 2 months ago at RPW.
Dude,
is going to fight
JCW
in
Thin
Lane in a Ghastly Gussets death match.
Ooh.
That's going to be crazy.
Our
own Lincoln Park going Chuck Stein. Say again?
Is this going to be on Fight TV or IWTV?
No, but we're going to talk about Fight TV here in a minute.
You're damn right.
Chuck Stein and Percy Drews are going to have an 8-mile death match. Sage Phillips, who's an awesome talent, is going to take on Zach Thomas, friend of the show. And then a ruthless door derby match. Hoodfoot, Mo Atlas, is going to take on the Dread King Logan. And then the Mega Mullet Showdown, J.J. Garrett and Sam Beal. What a night of wrestling, man. Everything a wrestling fan can ask for Friday night. I'll be bringing the ring, so I'll be there early. But it's an outdoor show. It's a lot of fun. You want to come out and check it out. And that's Friday. And then, man, we got a long weekend, and then Wednesday.
Now Wednesday, I'm excited for because I will be second row. Live on Fight TV, we have Horseslam versus GCW Game Changer Wrestling, man. Such a stacked card, dude. I'm going to get right into it. We got Hollywood Ocho versus Brute Atlas. And, man, that's going to be a hard hitter, bloody match, man. And then, dude, I'm going for Brutus. I don't know Hollywood Ocho. I don't know what he could bring to the ring, but I do know Mr. Swamp Ass. He was on Friday night. He was smelling, bro. But I'm going with Brutus on this one. Then we have another death match. Oh fuck, dude! I don't want him to fucking stick me in the fucking in the swamp, dude. Fuck
I don't
that.
Have him eat your
I'm
child.
I'm scared of that guy. I will
he
fucking
will eat
kill
your child.
Both of you guys. I will kill both of you and put you in the swamp, and they'll find Hoffa before they find him. I'll fuck around, Brutus. Don't kill me.
Don't fuck around
don't
in the swamp,
me.
Bro. You don't fuck around in the
I
swamp.
I won't fuck around in the swamp. I'll bring him some swamp. I'll bring him some
here up
in
Southwest.
I'll bring him some alligator cakes. I'll take him some alligator cakes that dude from Waterboy's mama got him.
I tell you, man. So you think I am the king of the SDK army? Fuck them kids. No. That's Brutus's crown. I will gladly look up to Brutus in the SDK cause because it was great.
Dude,
you should have seen him bullying kids at this private party we did a couple of weeks ago. You might have seen it on my Facebook. He thought, what are you doing in my ring? Man, this kid's diving out of that ring head first. It was great.
He's a great guy.
Oh, it was great.
But nonetheless, dude, let's get back to the stacked card for next Wednesday night. Dude, Deathmatch Championship, triple threat. We have the defending Deathmatch Champion, Tommy Vendetta from the DTA. Man, he's got a long week ahead of him. Tommy Vendetta is a very busy man. But the lovable psychopath, Tommy Vendetta, will be defending that Deathmatch Championship versus John Wayne Murdoch, my friend from the show. He's a great friend of the show. Versus Eric Ryan, dude from 440. That dude, that match is going to be bloody. We're going to have to watch out. And for the Deathmatch Championship, that's on the line. I don't know what to expect, dude. I can't choose a winner because they're all crazy motherfuckers. We got Tommy Vendetta, the lovable psychopath. And then we got John Wayne Murdoch and Eric Ryan, which John Wayne Murdoch is, I believe, the American Heavyweight Deathmatch Champion in IBW, or No Holds Bar, my bad. But that match is going to be sick. That match is going to be crazy. Who would you go for in this match? I can't choose a winner. I want to go for John Wayne Murdoch, but Tommy Vendetta he's hungry right now. He's young. He's hungry. He's been a busy dude. It's up in the air for me. I can't say. What do you think?
I'm a Tommy Vendetta guy, dude. That's that simple one for me.
I do. I can't. I've been watching all them dudes.
Eric Ryan.
All,
I mean, anybody can win. It's a triple threat, man. Anybody can be pinned, but it's like, is there a weak link there?
And another
is Eric
thing
Ryan
is,
the weak link
is,
that
I
you pin?
Kind of,
hell no. Is it John Wayne Murdoch?
I know,
hell no. I think
I see,
that
I've
Murdoch and
John
Eric Ryan
Murdoch.
Can underestimate
I've recorded
Tommy
a John
Vendetta.
Wayne Murdoch and Eric Ryan match. I recorded both of their matches. They're both sick motherfuckers. Eric Ryan went against fucking Schlack. Dude, check that out on my YouTube channel, Deathmatch Wrestling Podcast 313 on YouTube, dude. Like, share, and subscribe. You can catch those matches. And hopefully pretty soon I'll be having some new footage. Nonetheless, I got
I was just
going to
bring
John
that
Wayne
up.
Murdoch.
We got some new content coming as soon as
and
I get to a device that can transfer these matches. We got some fire matches.
Yes,
we got the Randy West, Mickey Knuckles match in its entirety.
Ooh.
Stay tuned
nice.
For that.
Fuck yeah. That's going to be great. And then, dude, I appreciate you for that because I've been on a hiatus like no other. But, dude, you need to meet your nephew, dude. He is such
I've been
a,
everywhere.
So big right now. I know it. That's what I'm saying.
I've been everywhere.
One day we'll have to get to that gimmick. But let's get back to the show. Like I said, stacked card. We got the Second Gear crew, which is the team of Mance Warner and Justice Matthews versus Rhino and Nate Brock. That's going to be a great tag team match, man, that I swear, man, I can't wait to watch it.
Dude, what the fuck? Rhino and Nate Brock? What kind of random-ass pairing is that? And I mean,
dude,
you know, Mancer and Justice, like, I get that, but I don't know. I'm picking Mancer and Justice in that one. They, I'm not a big Rhino mark anyway, but I just feel like it's a random pairing.
Yeah, I get you on that. But, man, next match, we got AJ Gray from GCW versus Horseslam and also Impact Wrestler. And as you have seen him on AEW also, Jason Hotch, man. Dude's hot
He's
right now.
He's the Metro Pearl Heritage Champion as well.
The MPW Heritage Champion, right. You're also correct on that one, sir. Man, and I recorded one of his matches versus when he was fighting Lance in Hawaii. That was a great match. That was a great match itself.
I'm picking Hotch.
I'm
a big Jason Hotch guy. I always name him when we're talking about my top Michigan guys. I guess he's more a Midwest guy. But so proud, dude.
Yeah,
he's
from Ohio.
One of them guys, dude, that I feel like the sky's the limit for him.
Trained by Trey Miguel.
Yeah. Which we're going to talk about him a little more in a little while.
Yeah. So next match, dude, is Solo and Kylan Coleman versus Sam Beal versus, oh, it's a fatal four-way, I'm sorry. It's Solo versus Kylan Coleman versus Sam Beal versus Rick Cartier. Now, that match, dude, I mean, we got two up-and-comers. We got an Impact star, and we got an old-school Rick Cartier. Now, that match, dude, you don't know what you're going to get out that match because you got four different styles, and you got, you know what I'm saying, Sam Beal's from, he made his way onto Impact. He's a regular on Impact now, dude. These guys that, you know, we're seeing on the indie scenes are moving quickly. They're going.
Kyler Coleman,
you know,
is my friend. And Solo is one of my favorite wrestlers. He is Bradley's second favorite wrestler, closely behind MM3 right now. Solo is so hot, dude. I was blessed to get him for our party that we did. And, man, if you haven't seen Solo, check him the fuck out. I sure hope Solo wins this match.
Oh, yeah.
You know, man, if I was putting money on somebody, it would probably have to be Sam Beal, the experience. But, man, I'm rooting for Solo in this one.
I agree totally. But I'm going to have to go with Sam Beal, and I already know that, so I'm putting my money on, no question to ask. Sam Beal, Mr. Soglow, as I called him. Sammy Soglow, when I first seen him at that first XI or that second XI show I've been to. But nonetheless, man, Sammy Bill's my pick on that show, on that match. Sam Beal. Now,
I'm going to spill some inside shit on one of these matches, too, here. When we get to it, I know something that's not on the poster, and I don't think you're going to touch on it, and I'm going to spill it. If it isn't, if it hasn't been, it's going to be known.
Okay, so
might be a rated R exclusive.
Ooh, let's hear it. I think I know what you're talking about, brother, and I'm very excited about it if it's what we're talking about. But the next match, dude, is going to probably be my favorite death match out of all of them, dude, and there's a whole bunch on here. There's
I don't see why this isn't
match.
The main event. I think this is the main event.
No, I don't know. But we got the returning of the old school, the old timer Jeff King, dude, versus Schlag versus Chuck fucking Stein, bro. And
that's what I'm saying. This
dude,
should be
match.
The main event. I can't believe that being advertised as like almost a mid-card match. This is the match, dude. This, if anything's going to fuck with Tommy Vendetta, and I mean, the belt's on the line in that match. But, man, Jeff King, Slack, and Chuck Stein, are you fucking kidding me?
They should have made that a six-pack challenge for the Deathmatch Championship, because I have recorded almost every single early Deathmatch of Chuck's, every Deathmatch of Jeff King. I have recorded Slack live, dude. Those three combustible motherfucking unmovable objects, dude, in the Deathmatch right now, dude. This is a fucking main event in any card of any Deathmatch promotion, dude. That would be a main event. Jeff King versus Slack versus Chuck Stein, dude. Man, I'm putting my money, dude. I can't believe I'm saying this because I love him so much, bro. I love Jeff King, dude. But, Slack. No fucking God, only Slack.
So, I mean, on one hand, Jeff King has finally gotten some time to heal. We know he dealt with some shit. He had surgery on his hand. He's had a son himself. He's been on a hiatus. He could be healed up. But Schlack is killing and eating motherfuckers on a regular basis this whole time, man. Chuck Stein is, you know, I mean, tough as ever. But I got to agree with you, man. I got to give it to Schlack only because, I mean, if we get a motivated and healed Jeff King could take this thing. And, like, Chuck, but I'm not even considering him for the dub in this one.
I totally agree with you on everything you just said, dude. And,
I love
that hasn't happened in a while.
My wife loves Chuck.
I do, too. Dude, I told you I love Chuck since we've known each other. I love Chuck since day one, dude. But Jeff King, dude.
My friend, my good personal friend, by the way, Alex Van Zant, and my pal Forever Young, yeah, they beat Chuck Stein and them and took their fucking belts, by the way. And so I'd let you know
that.
I know you weren't there. I was there.
I don't care about Alex.
Yeah, they took them from
your
boy Chuck.
I'd rather drink Senka by myself than fucking have to drink some fucking Starbucks with Alex Van Zant. Now let's move on from Alex
I
Van Zant.
I love drinking Starbucks with Alex Van Zant. It's one of my favorite things to do. Shout out to Alex Van Zant.
No one cares about Alex. Is Alex Van Zant on this card? No. Who cares?
Well.
No.
He was probably busy.
I'm just messing. I doubt that he wasn't just, he was not good enough to be on this card. I'm sorry. But. No, I'm just messing around. He's a good talent. But next match is Josh Raymond versus Gregory Iron. Now, Gregory Iron, dude, he's worked his way up to be where he's at now. Now, I remember when he first started, dude. He's came up a long ways from that. So this match is a no questioner for me. I'm going for Gregory on this one.
I'm picking Josh Raymond, and I'm not entirely excited about this match. I'm just not. I guess,
I'm not either, but I'm
I
like
guess
I said.
It's looking at it with all the matches that are around it.
Yeah. But, Gregory Iron for me on this one. Gregory Iron.
I've been told Josh Raymond, by the way, owns the next most comfortable ring that anybody's ever worked in with mine. So mine and I guess Josh Raymond has a real nice ring. He has he ran last weekend. What's his I'm sorry, forgive me that I don't know. I was gonna plug Josh Raymond's promotion. I can't think of it, but they're out there in Lansing and Battle Creek. Check it out on Facebook. They run pretty regularly and it's always fire shows.
Yeah.
So then we got a title match, right?
Oh yeah. Oh, of course we got a title match. We have a tag team championship match. The Horseland Tag Team Championships will be online. We will see the defending Horseland Tag Team Champions, DTA, Jack Price, Aaron O'Brien, defend their Tag Team Championships against Jay Christ and Madman Fulton, Impact Wrestlers. Man, that match, dude, that's gonna be a good match, dude. I'm gonna go and say I'm going with the defending championship. They're gonna retain their championship titles, and that's gonna be that. Madman Fulton, he's a great wrestler.
I'm a DTA guy.
Crazy.
I'm definitely hoping for the same thing. I just feel like I wish another team would have been in this spot. Even the Second Gear Crew, I would have really rather seen that match.
That would have been a better. You're right. You're correct. You're 100% correct because that would have been a great match to see the Horseland Tag Team Champions DTA versus Second Gear, the GCW Tag Team Champions Championships versus Championships, winner takes off. That would have been a hell of a match. And then they could have checked the match, the challengers from both championship matches, put them in a tag team match with no championships on the line. I agree with you. I totally agree.
Unbelievable.
Dude, and
still,
then we got
expecting a really good match and hoping DTA comes out on top.
I agree with you. Then we got Chest Strap Jesus versus Atlas versus Sean Longhorn versus Ace Austin versus Alex Weir. And I forgot this dude's name. But that match is going to – I'm going – dude, former X Division champion, we got Ace Austin, dude. But – I'm going to have to go with the Kickstarter, Mr. Run This Ring, Atlas Hightower on this match.
Yeah, 1 second. Let me try to find this. So I can't read. There's a stipulation. The match is... I can't read it up there.
I can't either. That's what I'm trying to say.
I believe it's a scramble or a battle royal. It's something like that.
Something like
what
that.
What does it say? You can't
something
see
like
it.
That.
It's, but
nonetheless, I'm going
it's
for
at the
Kickstarter and Atlas Hightower on this one.
So, first of all, I agree. There's Atlas Hightower or Alex Weir. Really like Alex Weir in this one as well, but this is what is not, I forget the style of match. It might be a gauntlet match, but the winner of this match is going to receive a championship match.
Ah, I'm going for the Kickstarter. That's been my pick since I've heard about this match.
So how I know about the stipulation, at the last Horror Slam show, Atlas Hightower earned his way into this match. And yes, it's not really being advertised, but the winner of that match is going to get a Horror Slam heavyweight championship opportunity.
Yeah.
So that's going to be a huge
nice
match. Huge implications.
Fuck yeah. So the next match is going to be a different boy, Jimmy Lloyd, versus the undeniable Richie Boy, Briar Wellington, the undeniable one. Now that match is going to be
the
a
real live
Death
horror
match.
Show.
A real live fucking horror show. You goddamn right. Damn fucking
Bradley's
right.
A Jimmy Lloyd guy, man.
At, you know what? So is Nati. Nati's a Jimmy Lloyd girl. Nati is a Jimmy Lloyd.
I don't know
Lloyd.
Why, dude.
She loves Jimmy.
Fuck them kids. You know what? The kids like Jimmy Lloyd. Fuck Jimmy Lloyd. And fuck them kids.
It's all about the undeniable, undisputed king of wrestling. That's what it's about.
Absolutely.
That's what the...
Briar, kill him.
So,
make the children cry. Please.
If Brutus, that rookie.
Can't make, Brutus will make children cry, and hopefully Briar will make children cry when he destroys
fuck it.
Jimmy
he got
Lloyd.
To go back to where he was. Exactly. So.
So we can go back to me and you being the heroes of Nasty and Bradley.
And we can do that, goddammit. We can fucking do this. We got this, as El Ridiculoso would say. We got this.
Absolutely.
So, next match, dude, is a tag team match. We got the Divine Women's Championship, the only two-time Divine Women's Champion, Jody Threat. She teams up with The Process, the third-generation Midwest Heavyweight Champion, Malcolm Monroe III, MM3, versus DCW's Effie and Alley Cat. Now, that match, dude, I really want to see.
Me too. And you forgot the 24-karat lion, Jeremiah Goldmane, will be ringside with the Process.
How can I forget about that?
Always.
How can I forget that?
Just so you know.
How can
I'm going to let him know that you tried to, you know, just skip over that fact. Now, I promote and love everything Michigan Indie Wrestling, especially Horseland. And I feel like this is like the third match I kind of talk shit about. But, and again, I know I'm not the booker, but we didn't want to see a tag team match. We wanted to see MM3 and Effie again. We wanted to see the second dance. I'm so glad we're going to see Alley Cat. I love Jody Threat. Why
dude,
can't Alley Cat? I get it. There's 12 matches already. But why can't Jody Threat and Alley Cat wrestle for the championship and
both
we get Effie
device.
And MM3 one-on-one? I almost feel like it's almost a random pairing. Like, I get it. It's, you know, sort of like Survivor Series in that Horror Slam versus GCW is represented in pretty much every match. And I love it. I absolutely love it. And it's going to be a great match. But I feel like it would be way better if Alley Cat was fighting Jody Threat for the Divine Women's Championship and Effie and MM3 dance, MM3 and Effie 2. That's what we want to see. They danced. They made magic. We want to see them dance again.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, the mixed tag team match nobody asked for. But I love it.
Fuck it. Yeah, and then you got the main event of the whole show. You got the whole fucking main event. You got the defending Horseslam heavyweight champion, Impact Wrestling, Trey Miguel, defending against former Ring of Honor television champion,
Last year, well, I know MM3 and Tony Deppen, straight fire. Check it out. It's out there, man. Unbelievable. But last year, Tony Deppen, I can't remember who, was in an Iron Man match. Do you remember me talking about this? It was was the day I got out of the hospital. So it was the Fight Forever show, 24 hours of GCW. And it was a tie after an hour. And they said, let's go another hour. And after an hour, they were tied. And they went another hour. And I watched a 3-hour match and was entertained the whole time. There was, you know, there were falls, you know. Man, Tony Deppen, Trey Miguel, two of the greatest in-ring wrestlers on the indie scene right now for the Horror Slam Heavyweight Championship, going to be absolute banger. There's zero chance it is anything but a banger.
Oh, yeah.
This is the match nobody asked for, but we all never knew we needed.
Yes, sir. I agree with you. But, yeah. Our interviewee that was supposed to be on is actually hasn't come on. He hasn't. I guess he's not going to be on. He hasn't given me
That's
no
okay,
response.
That's okay, man. It's
no
our
nothing.
First show back. We didn't have... I mean, shit, we still got a lot that we can talk about, man. There's a lot going on. A lot going on around here. I got to bring it up, and I don't know if this is exactly public knowledge, but I'll tell you, your boy, the 24-karat lion, Jeremiah Goldmane, is going to present FUW for us wrestling next Friday night. It's going to be absolutely awesome. His show is gonna be awesome. And when he was in, this was in the Genesis stage as a thought, he had told me about it and what the idea behind it is, and it's for us, meaning us the wrestlers, and the wrestlers are bringing you this show, and there, it's not so much a power that be, that it's, you know, this is the best the Midwest has to offer, bringing you the best the Midwest can offer. And I tell you, man, we haven't seen the show yet. I have no doubt that this is going to be anything but fire. And I am so excited to, you know, support my friend. But, man, it's going to be awesome.
I believe it.
And you better fucking be there. It's in Hamtramck, bro. Real close to you. Gotta get there, man. September 3rd, 7 p.m., Friday night. And, again, something I was privy to before it was announced public knowledge. My boy, one of my newer friends, Darren McCarty, you gotta go meet him, dude. The nicest guy you'll ever meet. Oh, my, and man, always awesome to see Darren, dude. And he's going to be there. Check him out. Ask him about the Darren McCarty Cannabis Company. About, dude, his strains are such fire. I got the super glue number 25 the other day. He gave me some of the black eye. He actually had a geneticist make him his own strains. And the guy is very knowledgeable in the cannabis game. So, man, check out Darren McCarty. You know, find out what he's up to, where he's going to be. He has a podcast. Actually, it's Friday night. And right after his podcast, he's coming out to FUW to hang out.
Nice.
And they're going to have Adam fucking Wick and Alex Weir. Alex Weir and Tommy Vendetta. Alex Weir and Tommy Vendetta.
Oh, that's going to be a fire-ass match.
Yes.
That's going to be a fire-ass match, bro.
Mixing it up because we actually have Tommy Vendetta and Adam Wick coming up at PWAX.
Oh, actually, our guys are going to be on, so we're gonna get it to a little... maybe a 15-minute interview with the guy.
Hey, that'll work. Kenny Bengal, new AEW face, man. Guy that would be fun to see. Fun to see where this guy goes. We've seen, man, in our fandom, so many eras of guys come and go, dude. I watched guys from the Harley Race era come and go, and then, you know, the 80s era come and go, and then the Attitude era come and go. Most of the Ruthless Aggression guys are on their way out now. I'm just old as fuck, and it fucking sucks. I just turned 40. I'm using it on anybody I can, too. Told these guys I was working with at work yesterday. I'm like, look, I'm in my 40s. None of y'all can say that, so I ain't doing shit.
Yeah. So, guys, Mr. Bengal's on the phone. Mr. Bengal, he's on the line right now. So, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Mr. Kenny Bangle from As You See Him on AEW. Welcome to the show, brother.
Hey, what's going on?
Not too much, man. Thanks for taking the invitation and taking your time out today to come on to my come on to the show.
Nah, man, cool. I'm excited to be on. It's awesome.
Yeah, so man, over here at the Rated R Wrestling Podcast, man, we're gonna let you know, man, that you can talk about anything, whatever you want to promote, you got it. And man, it's just exciting to have you on. You know, cause you're a fresh up and comer, and you're doing your thing, man. I've been watching you since you debuted a few months back that I started watching you.
Awesome.
So I gotta ask you, man, what is it like, you know what I'm saying? How was your journey from the indie scene going into AEW? And I gotta ask you, what's the difference between the AEW locker room and the indie locker room if you were a part of the indie scene?
To be honest, like, to me, I feel like it's the same. Like, the AEW locker room, everyone there is, like, just so welcoming. It's so cool. It's like, no one, like, you know, feel like they're, like, seem like they're on a higher level or anything. Like, everyone there is, like, just super cool. So it's very, very similar to indie room locker room. Like, you go in there, you have fun, you know, everyone's chilled and
okay.
The vibe is going great.
How about
right,
in the way
right.
that
no,
business
I...
is handled? Is it still similar, or is it a completely different experience?
Well, business over there is a bit, you know, they got everything mapped out. Everything is in order, you know. But like I said, like, everyone's pretty cool. There's, you know, everyone's super chill.
Yeah, and television's got to be a little different. I mean, I know, you know, even on the indies, you get your times and you try to stick to them. When you're dealing with TV, it's a little more imperative.
Right.
I got to ask you, man, and, you know, I want to ask you this. This question is, were you there last Friday or yesterday when CM Punk made his return to wrestling? And if you were, what was the pop like, and did you know he was going to be there?
I was not there, but I did hear rumors. I wasn't for sure, you know. I just didn't know. But, you know, the rumors were going around that he was going to be there. I was actually home. I just finished the show, and I was watching on TV with a couple other friends. And, you know, it was the first thing that came on. It was really cool, you know. Yeah,
right?
Like,
right.
Everyone
right.
was super
cool.
Yeah.
I get you. So how long have you been in the wrestling business altogether, pro and indie?
I started training back in 2011. I didn't make my debut until late 2012. I had my first indie match late 2012 against a guy named Mr. Thursday Night. He recently just passed. But yeah, I've been grinding the whole time.
Okay.
So do you
okay.
travel a lot? Have you made your way to the Midwest at all?
I do travel a lot. I'm mostly up and down the whole entire East Coast. So I'm normally up in Jersey, Connecticut, PA, New York. But lately I've been working down in Florida, North Carolina, South Carolina, down this way.
We got to get you down to Detroit, man. Our indie scene is so hot. There's so much talent
yeah,
here,
yeah,
man.
Fire,
it's great
to
bring.
Detroit would be awesome.
Are you familiar with our indie scene? Is there any wrestlers in this area you've seen you'd like to work with?
Honestly, I don't know right off the top of my head, but man, I have a whole list. I have a whole list, and you know, we're wrestlers nowadays. They're everywhere, so you know, you might have a wrestler from Detroit, but just happen to be staying in New York from time to time. So I like with me, it's just like I just never know, but I do have a list.
Nice. So who's at the top of Kenny Bengals list?
at the top on my list right now. He's actually a kid from New York. He's really cool. You might know him. His name is Vinny Pacifico. He's one of the indie workers that at the top of my list that I really want to work with. And might be happening pretty soon, late September. Might Grind Time Wrestling down in Florida. Might be happening. Never know.
Uh-oh.
So, yeah,
Jager,
guys,
you had a question?
This is probably going to be the last one because we got to we're actually almost out of time. We got like a few minutes left. So last question I want to ask you, and I would like to ask you to come back onto the show in the future. But
yeah, absolutely. I would love to.
Another thing, last question I'm going to ask you before we go is, man, if anything, who's your dream opponent in AEW?
Who is my dream opponent in AEW? I got a list here too. But my top opponent in AEW is actually Kenny Omega. It's Kenny Omega, and then it's tied. It's between Kenny Omega and Cody Rhodes. One and all.
Nice.
Yeah. Well, guys, Mr. Bangle, like I said, I would like to offer you another time to come on to the show, maybe an earlier time. But we are actually out of time, and we appreciate you coming on to the show, taking your time out your day, man. So appreciate you coming on, and we would love to have you back.
Yeah, man, we got to do this again. We got to do it with a full time, you know, not be being late.
Yeah, no, I get you.
That's okay, man. Life happens. It's, you know what I mean, Thursday night.
It is.
Yeah, we'd love
Thursday
to have
night.
You back
I'm
on. You tell
down,
us some stories,
Florida.
And we can, you know, try to get you in town. In the meantime, man, check out the process, MM3, Malcolm Monroe III. He's fighting Effie at the GCW versus Horror Slam show. And next Wednesday, Trey Miguel, you might be familiar with. These are guys I think that you would match up real nice against. Alex Weir and Tommy Vendetta.
Tommy Vendetta, I'm going to check them out.
We got to get you out here, man. It's a lot of weekends that there's two or three shows. So it can really
nice.
Be worth a guy's time to travel to the area.
Okay, nice.
Right.
That's awesome.
All right, guys. Well, we're out of time. It was a good show back. We'll be back next week. From Southwest Texas Day-Day Cruise, Greg DeMarc, my brother Martez, Mr. Kenny Bangle, thanks for coming on. We'll see you next
thanks
week.
Thanks for having me.
Peace.